Okay, let us now look at CMMI, that is the Capability Maturity Model Integration. Unlike the ISO audit or the ISO 9001 standard that we saw, which was aimed at a manufacturing organization, the CMMI is aimed at software companies that are in the business of making, developing new softwares. So CMMI, Capability Maturity Model Integration, is a framework that helps organizations improve their processes and achieve their business goals. This was developed by a Software Engineering Institute, SEI, at Carnegie Mellon Institute to provide guidance on the best practices in software and systems engineering. So as I said, ISO 9001 has to do with manufacturing because it's to do with quality management systems. While quality is of utmost importance, it is dealt with a different flavor when it comes to software engineering and software development companies. The primary goal of CMMI is to enhance the capability and maturity of our organization's processes, leading to improved product quality. So in this case, the product quality would be the quality of the software, reduced cost, and increased customer satisfaction. It's a proven methodology that helps organization improve the maturity of the software development processes. So what are some of the key aspects of CMMI? So CMMI goes beyond software development and encompasses various aspects of IT service delivery. So yes, it starts with the effectiveness of software development, but it goes beyond software development only, and also encompasses different aspects of the software delivery. So once a software gets made, it has it's of the right quality, does not have any bugs, it gives a robust output, etc. Once it is deployed in the production systems, how robust is the running of the software, what kind of efforts are required in the service delivery, etc., also is a key aspect of CMMI. CMMI has different maturity levels. So it defines five maturity levels from initial to optimized that represent the increasing capability of our organization to have control over its process. Now, you would see different organizations are on different maturity levels of CMMI. So starting from level 1 to level 5, these maturity levels also give the competitive edge to the organizations. So if you talk about, say, organization like a TCS or a Wipro or a Infosys, so they would be at CMMI level 5 as compared to maybe a new age or a startup IT company who is into software development. It might be at level 2, which again is a matured form of CMMI level as required for the software development. So it also is at a managed stage of the software development. So these, as I said, so these levels also give a competitive edge when bidding for certain projects. Another key aspect of CMMI is the process areas. So within every maturity level, there are capability areas like requirements management, project planning, and defect prevention. So every level has certain, how should I say, the recipe for the best practices. So when it comes to requirement management, how should those customer requirements be managed? Obviously, one, there is a documented process of management, but who would review? What is the software development life cycle? What kind of methodology is followed? Is it a waterfall model? Is it an agile methodology? Is it a daily scrum that is happening and things like that? So the whole idea is for the organization to maintain a defect-free software, correct? So these capability models, these capability areas detail specific practices in an organization. And so there are two different aspects. One is a continuous and one is the staged representation. So two different representations allowing the organization to choose between the different styles according to their goals, their businesses, and their needs. So let's look at these five different maturity levels of CMMI companies. So the first is the initial. So think about it like this way. So the companies who are just starting the process of software development, they would be at an initial level. So here the processes are more informal and inconsistent depending upon the business needs. So typically a startup would be kind of all over the place. So because they are more agile, it's more inconsistent. So there is no method which is documented, right? So that is at an initial CMMI level one, which is called as the initial. The second level is the managed level, where the processes are pretty much planned and executed as per the policy. Now, this is a good thing to have. So organizations in level two have a proper policy in place. The third level is called as a defined level, where organizations set of standard processes is established and then improved over time. So in the last one, we saw that the second level is only managed, where there is a policy in place and the processes are planned and executed as per the policy. While in level three, although they have a set of standard policy, it is also improved over time. Level four is quantitatively managed. So there are policies. Obviously, there is continual improvement, but there are a lot of statistical techniques which help to provide inputs to the processes that need to be changed. The processes are controlled using these quantitative techniques. So that form a part of CMMI level 4. The fifth and the topmost layer of the maturity model is the optimizing. So focus on continual process improvements through incremental and innovative technological improvements. Generally, it is said that CMMI level 3 and above companies have a good set of processes in place. And you would see that even say some of the companies, when they come up with software requirement for development, they would state in the pre-qualification criteria that the software vendors have to be at least CMMI level 3 and above. Right? Now, why is this so? Because if organizations are CMMI level 3 and above, they have a set of policies that are laid down, policies which continually improve, ensuring that the internal processes are well kept off, and so on. So while CMMI focuses on improving the maturity, it has some things or uses things like process areas. Now, process area is a subset of a particular function. So, say for example, in the requirement gathering, right? Now, requirement gathering is a phase in the business life cycle. This requirement gathering would have different process areas. So, how it has to be documented, is it the different methodologies used for requirement gathering, how it has to be documented, what teams to be involved, what subject matter experts to be in place, etc., etc. So CMMI 3.0 had 22 process areas. So these are more like chapters in a book, right? And within each process area, there are specific practices. So 460 practices in total, and this is beyond the scope of this particular course to discuss the process areas. But think of it this way. So these are like ingredients. So you spoke about the recipe book. These are ingredients that guide how to perform tasks within a particular process area. And by implementing these practices, organizations can enhance the effectiveness of their IT processes. So, what are some of the benefits of CMMI companies? We saw that CMMI helps to improve the processes, thereby making the internal process more efficient. So, the first is improved software quality. So, by following the best practices, CMMI helps organization to develop high quality of softwares with fewer defects. As we said, this is again a quality process, but in this case, the quality in terms of making the software which is bug-free, defect-free. Enhanced process efficiency. So CMMI promotes efficient and standardized processes, leading to faster development cycles and reduced costs. Now, from an IT organization perspective, the quicker or the time it takes to come up with a software or an enhancement of the software is a key, right? So, lower the time, higher the profitability. So, with processes clearly defined in CMMI, it leads to reduced costs of resources and faster development cycles. Increased customer satisfaction, it comes from the overall better software. Now, if the processes have been followed and the software developed is bug-free, defect-free, it ultimately leads to higher customer satisfaction. So, improved software quality, predictable delivery schedules. Now, this is a key aspect. Once the software is developed, it also has to be deployed. So, improved delivery schedules, a faster delivery, more reliable delivery leads to happier customers. This also gives competitive advantage, which I was talking about. So, CMMI certification demonstrates organization's commitment to process improvement. So, because you are already CMMI certified, and say if you are at CMMI level 5, you are at the highest level of process maturity, which means you have all the effective controls in place, the processes in place to ensure that the end product that you deliver would be defect free. And this can be used as a unique selling point in the market when bidding for contracts. As I said, multiple contract notes, multiple requirements have CMMI level 3 and above as one of the criteria for bidding. So CMMI level 5, it gives a obviously an advantage over the competitors. Let us now look at Six Sigma, one of the important tools when it comes to quality. I mean, no discussion of quality can be complete without the mention of Six Sigma. So Six Sigma, what is it? Six Sigma is a data-driven methodology for process improvement aimed at reducing defects and variations in the product and services. So again, it's to do with having a better process quality, thereby getting a better quality product. So it was developed by Motorola in 1980s, and it was popularized by General Electric. So if you look at General Electric and you type Six Sigma, so Six Sigma is a name which goes hand in hand with General Electric. So it was a GE or General Electric widely adopted Six Sigma and also made a lot of changes in the processes internal processes with the help of the Six Sigma process. So what exactly is Six Sigma? So Six Sigma refers to the goal of achieving a performance that produces 3.4 defects per million. Now, this is huge, right? So you have only 3 or 3.5 defects per 10 lakh. Now, this is the kind of accuracy that Six Sigma talks about. And you'd be surprised to know that the Dabbawalas in Mumbai, they are all Six Sigma certified. Now, when they started their business operations, they didn't know what Six Sigma was all about. So there were researchers coming from various international institutes. They came here to see how effective was their operations. Six Sigma goes beyond simply reducing the defects. It's more of a structured, data-driven approach that helps organization not just to minimize the errors, but also achieve significant improvements in their product, services, and operations. Now, needless to say, if an organization is aiming at less than 4 defects per 10 lakhs, it needs to have improvements in all aspects, right from improvements in their process, product, services, operations, and have that feedback loop to continually improve the services. Six Sigma measures how far a given process deviates from perfection. So higher the capability, better is the performance. The term Sigma is used to designate the distribution or spread about the mean, that is the average of any process or procedure. Some of the key concepts of Six Sigma, it says that everything is a result of some process. So there's a famous term, right? Garbage in, garbage out. So hence, right from the data preparation to data quality, what exactly is the process? How are the quality variables spanned in the process is something that is important for Six Sigma, and hence everything is an output of that particular process. Variations exist in everything. However, the process introduces the product variation. Hence, the focus on having continually improved processes. Variation in product proportion to variation in process. So it says that product and process go hand in hand. If you have a better process, which has a great methodology, then the ultimate product will be defect-free. And the source of variation could be identified, so qualified, mitigated by quality controls and checks. So Six Sigma follows something called as a structured approach of DMAIC. Now let us look at what are these. So first is define. So define the problem, the project goals, identify the stakeholders, and establish the project metrics. What are the success criteria? Who are the people involved? And the second step is measure. So this particular aspect talks about measuring the current process, collecting the data to justify how the current performance is, and establish the baseline performance metrics. The third is analyze. So analyze the data to find, say, the root cause of defects, how the variations occur in the data, in the end output, using statistical tools and techniques. And the fourth is improve. So you implement process solutions to address the root cause, improve the process performance, and validate the effectiveness of the improvements. And then the last step is to control. So establish controls to sustain the improvements, monitor process performance, and take corrective actions as needed. So with this particular process, Six Sigma aims at having a product which is defect-free and which has the right standards. So DMIAC provides a systematic roadmap to identifying the problems, analyzing their causes, implementing solutions, and ensuring their lasting improvements. By following this iterative cycles, organizations can continually refine their processes and thereby achieve significant quality gains. So here that you see is a Six Sigma chart. So it starts with the same process. So first is the define process, where you look at the business case, collect the voice of the customer. So what does the customer have to say? Is he satisfied with the product? What are the some of the feedbacks that the customer expresses? And map the existing processes. The second step is to measure, so determine the process stability, determine the process capability, refine the problem statement, and calculate the baseline system. So we spoke about it, right? So in the measure phase, you look at measuring the baseline of any process before doing any improvement. The third is to analyze, where you identify the root causes. So say if the defects are high, then you identify where exactly is the defect. Is it in the requirement gathering phase? Is it in the modeling phase, etc., etc.? So you identify the root causes, you quantify the root causes, and then you verify the root causes. The next is to improve, and this is a critical step. So you design the right solution, you pilot the right solution, do cost benefit analysis, use the right solution. So how do you select it? Using empirical studies, doing cost benefit analysis, designing how the solution affects the particular process. And the last is to control. So control using control deployment, quantify using financial results, present final project results, lesson learned. So this is the entire process of Six Sigma, DMIAC. So just to summarize, what is Six Sigma? So tools and techniques. It utilizes a wide range of tools and techniques for data analysis and process improvement, ensuring to keep the defects under 4, so 3.4 per million. Some commonly used tools here are things like process mapping, cause and effect diagram. So what leads to what, right? So so it's like, if you do this, then this is the outcome. So doing this particular mapping in terms of the causal effect, histograms and Pareto charts, how it affects the overall outcome, statistical methods, say like linear regression, hypothesis testing, clustering, etc. Design of experiments, again, this is one of the methods used, and control charts. So some of the tools that are used by Six Sigma. So benefits to the organization is improved quality, and improved product quality leads to higher customer satisfaction. Reduced defects and variations in the products and services, again, which leads to higher customer satisfaction. And improved process efficiency and productivity, which leads to lower cost, higher internal customer satisfaction. Cost reduction and waste elimination, so we spoke about it. Enhanced competitive edge. Having Six Sigma means better quality, better control over the internal processes, better products, which leads to competitive advantage in the market, and promoting learning across boundaries. So just to summarize, we looked at some of the key frameworks when it came to our IT standards. Each framework or standard has a crucial role in enhancing organizational's effectiveness, efficiency, and compliance. Each framework kind of relates to the overall improvement in the IT service management, quality management, process improvement, and data security. We looked at ISMS, that is Information Security and Management System, the framework for protecting sensitive information through policies and controls. We looked at ITSM as a framework, Information Technology Service Management, which focused on delivering and supporting IT services to meet demands. We looked at ITIL version 4, Information Technology Infrastructure Library, one of the key building blocks of implementing ITSM, framework for the best practices in the IT security, IT service management. We looked at COBIT, that is Controls Objective for Information and Related Technology, so framework for governing and managing enterprise IT effectively. And then we looked at different standards. So we looked at the PCI DSS, that is the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard, specifically in the payment card industry, be it related to credit card, debit card, ATM, POS machines, etc. How data has to be secure, encryption, network security, and so on. We looked at ISO 2000, 9001, so quality management system, specifically for manufacturing organization, so standards for improving quality management system to address customer needs. And lastly, we looked at Six Sigma and CMMI as tools for improving quality in the software companies. So yeah, this brings us to the end of this chapter. I hope this has been informative to you, and I'd like to thank you for viewing.